Welcome back, my friends. I am telling you, my friends, we are at the wonderful Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb. Any Cook's Warehouse you go to, my God, it is such an exciting place to go. You dream it. You think of it. You wonder if it can possibly be done to make your life easier in the kitchen. Come to Cook's Warehouse, and by God, you'll find it. They have the – and everything is American-made. They're really awesome. They just – they support American businesses. They just have every gadget. And speaking of an American institution, it can only be Francine Bryson. And Francine, I mean, while we were in the shameless commercial break, what are you weaving over there?
Bacon.
A bacon weave?
I'm making a bacon weave to top our baked beans with. Now, so it's purdy.
Well, it's what?
It's purdy.
Purdy. Okay, that's P-U-R-T-Y?
P-U-R-D-Y.
I'm
purdy.
Sorry. Purdy. I see.
Like my nickname, Purdy.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, here's my question. Now, you start this. Now, I had to choose recipes out of your new cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, that's wrong. I really hate Carrie because she said, well, just pick some recipes that you want. Well, I mean, it's like you pick up the book. I just fan the pages, stop, and there you go. Look at that, pecan pie. I flip it open to another page, ribs at home. I mean, it's like Boston cream.
Yeah.
This cookbook covers it all, but this is, but when I saw the baked beans, I got to tell you, I love baked beans.
I do,
especially
too.
Coming up on this time of the year. I mean, how many times do you think you ate baked beans during the winter?
Well, maybe four or five during the winter and about 30 during the summer.
Right.
It's summer food.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kind of went along with that theme of doing a summer food kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now these baked beans are not your mama's baked beans. These
are,
what's neat about your new cookbook is you've got, it's called Country Cooking from a Redneck Kitchen. But the stories, it's like every recipe has a story. And
food should have a story. It should talk to you.
Well, it does. It obviously talks to you because you've been very successful.
There's all kinds of things talk to me. I just have to keep them all straight.
Well, baked beans make people talk a lot more than they want to. But I'm just, but, yes.
But it's got me. I need sugar.
Any sugar.
I just need a dash of sugar.
Let's see. I will tell you what. We will find it for you. I have, in here, sugar.
We have a pantry.
While we're looking for the sugar, here we go. I'm sorry, did I miss the sugar? I must have missed the sugar.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I got most of it.
I'll handle it.
All right, so let's talk about baked beans. Now, this is an institution, but you have a little bit different take on it because some people put pork in it, mm-hmm. but you go more than pork. You could put, you know, like if you're making a Boston butt, you could throw some.
Right.
But bacon.
Exactly.
Talk to us about this recipe.
Well, the big thing is I love pig. And you know I love pig. And you know my saying is everything's better with a little pig.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you throw little piece? Okay, pork and beans. They're in a can. You've got 500 beans in a can. You've got one little piece of pork fat. Why would you want to say pork and beans when all you got is that one little bitty piece of pork fat? Might as well put the whole stinking pig on them. So that's what I do.
And
whole pack of bacon.
And that is, it's intricate the way you're weaving it. I mean, this is kind of cool. And if you want to see how she weaves it, get her book. If you don't get her book because you may not get the picture you're looking for, all you have to do is go to our website, chefandthefatman.com, and you look on it, or Facebook. We're going to Facebook pictures of Francine with her bacon.
Weaving abilities.
Yes, but the weaved bacon over the top really, mm-hmm. really does. So let's talk about your ingredients for that, because this is... You don't have to go out and buy... I know a lot of people buy the more expensive baked beans.
Right.
And then they try to work off that. This is... I went out and purposely just got pork and beans. Not mm-hmm. bushes or not any fancy stuff. Just Van Camp's pork and beans. I mean, this is like what? $1.98 a can.
Yeah, and that can will feed 12 people?
And...
Or two of us?
Yeah, well, that's right. But talk to us about... Now you're assembling this thing... So first and foremost, you're doing the weave. So explain to people how you're doing it.
Well, it's like making, remember those little potholders we used to make in school where you weave the little pieces of cord in between? It's the same thing. It's over and under, over and under, and over and under. And that's all you do is you lay it down, and then you lay your pieces out, however many pieces you need, like half of a pack. Mm-hmm. And then you go over and under with the next piece. And at the end of it, you have a basket weave. And you can YouTube the techniques to basket weave anything if you need to.
But now, you had a piece of parchment paper. We went with 1 pound of bacon.
Right.
We got a 52-ounce, 56-ounce, 60-ounce can of just pork and beans. You don't need the fancy stuff.
No.
In fact, I think the fancy stuff probably ruins it.
Well, you think about it. If you buy these beans and it's this flavor and that flavor and da-da-da, they've already flavored it for you. You can't put your own spin on it. And you can't put, as my granny would say, you can't put your own taint on it. And I try to put my own taint on everything. So, and if there's some, and that's one of the cool things about all these recipes, they're so adaptable. If there's something, if you don't like barbecue sauce, don't use barbecue sauce. You don't like vinegar, don't use vinegar. You put your own spin on it. Put your own flavor. And that's what good food should have, your own passion in it. You can use mine all you want to, but you should put your own in it. And that's what I love about all these recipes. Everything's adaptable.
And this is neat because now, let's run down the ingredients there, and let's talk a little bit about assembling this thing. Now, you did the weave first,
mm-hmm.
and then you started assembling. I would imagine you start with the beans first.
Yes, you get the beans in a bowl, and then you add all of your ingredients, your mustard, your honey, your little bit of barbecue sauce, your salt and pepper, and your onions. Stir it all together, pour it in, and this is a trick that a lot of people don't. They spray their casserole dishes so stuff don't stick. I butter mine, so that butter weaves in with the taste of those juices off of those onions that bacon and everything else. And you've got the little bit of brown sugar in there, so it's caramelizing also, so you got that little bit of sweetness. And I even put hot sauce in mine sometimes, so I get a little sweet and heat.
You know, I totally concur with you. And I have, what's your favorite hot sauce?
Texas Pete.
See, I like, you ever had Crystal?
I love Crystal. Texas Pete is local to us. It's made in, its home is Winston-Salem, North Carolina, which is right above us. So that's my go-to. And I buy it by the gallons.
Yeah, see, I buy the Crystal hot sauce by the big bottles.
Yeah.
I have, once I crack the seal on one, I buy another one.
Yeah.
So I always have one working, one back.
Gotta have it back up.
Here in camp. And, you know, I just got to have it.
Yep.
It's a correct. So you put all that stuff together. You mix it all up real well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a recipe that takes, what, maybe 15 minutes to put together?
Maybe 10.
Yeah. I mean, if you know where your ingredients are.
Yeah. I mean, you get your crapola together.
Yep.
And then you just go with it. And that's one of the things. And all this is stuff you should already have. You should have brown sugar and honey and salt and pepper and, you know, mustard.
Well, see, I love the way you add the honey to the brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's gonna because they are two different kinds of sweet.
Right.
And then you've got barbecue sauce, which tends to be a little sweet too.
Mm-hmm.
And all that sweet really enhances the beans.
Exactly.
And I mean, now these are going to take how long to cook?
They should take about 35 to 40 minutes, depending on your oven. But again, that's a little adaptable because everybody's oven is different. So just check it, and when your bacon's done on top, your beans
now,
is ready.
Now, have you ever tried? See, I'm always looking at kitchen hacks. I'm always looking at things to make life in the kitchen a little easier.
Right.
For cleanup. Have you ever thought about, have you ever tried lining your dish with foil? And then putting the butter on top of it?
Yeah.
You know? And then when you take it, when your beans are done, man, you just take that. You just take that aluminum foil out, throw it away.
I would do that if I'm grilling.
Oh, okay.
If I'm putting it on a grill. And everything I put on a grill gets tinfoil on it. Because there's a lot of people don't realize that tinfoil has two sides. It's got a shiny side and a dull side. Shiny side reflects heat. The dull side absorbs it. So you wrap everything in your dull side out because it pulls it into the shiny side.
I mean, you are full of it, Francine.
Oh, I've been told that too.
I mean, when it comes to information, but that's a great idea. In fact,
I just pick up stuff here and there.
So you know, there is a huge egg festival going on this Saturday, this Saturday at Lair, but the following mm-hmm. Saturday, it is going to be the 6th annual Hiawassee North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival. And I might know a way to get you in.
Well,
your husband.
That's right up my alley and right by my house. So
Hiawassee is an incredible place. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's in the North Georgia Mountain.
I love Hiawassee.
It's in the North Georgia Mountain Fairgrounds.
Exactly.
Do you know who's playing that night? Travis Tritt.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's playing that night.
Cool beans.
After the show, they've got a concert with Travis Tritt. So it's going to be, I think you would love it. I think you would love the people. I know they would love you. And you can see the versatility of the egg. And it's going to be all day on Saturday, the 14th. I think that's the date, the 14th. But anyway, it is a week from today. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and goes until like 4 or 5 in the afternoon. But they'll have cooking classes. They'll have everything for you. But most importantly, you'll be able to sample tens of people. That's all they do. They just bring up all sorts of food and they let you eat it. Just like we're doing here. I see that Francine has set her oven to 350. She's throwing her beans with the weave. We'll be right back.